What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed, and you're listening to Stan, Ro, and Camus on the SGP podcast. Shut up, Camus!
Are you ready?
Corn on the beat!
You're listening to the SGP podcast. Skakai Bros! Yeah, Skakai Bros!
You are listening to a special edition of the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the SGP podcast. Stan C and Raf Camus on this episode of the podcast. No Romaran, no Chino Liao. That's because we recorded this episode on Pride Saturday. That was June 29, the day before PWR Live Pak Ganern. This is the T-Hawk episode where we got AEW's newest wrestler, or one of AEW's newest wrestlers. He is a member of Strong Hearts in OWE and the current Wrestle 1 heavyweight champion. So we had him on the podcast. We got to talk about him just a day before his match against Vlad Sincic. Got to know him a little better. He got to explain the origins of the T-Hawk character, that gimmick. We went through his ring names. We went through his different stables throughout the years. He also gives a little bit of insight into training under Shingo Takagi in the Dragon Gate Dojo, which was pretty cool. And there are a lot of other fun stories in between. So just a bit of a heads up, you may be noticing something different in this episode of the podcast. For starters, it's a very multilingual episode of the podcast. We're going to be speaking in Tagalog, English, bit of Spanish, whatever Camus and I know sa Spanish, and a little bit of Savior Chinese, as we like to call it, which is not all that fluent, right? The reason for this is because T-Hawk himself explains that he's not very fluent in English. He's not very fluent in Spanish and Chinese either, so we really just did our best to put our ideas together and to see if nagkakatugma ba yung mga sagot namin sa isa't isa. So there, that's the heads up, alright? So if you notice that the podcast will take a little bit longer than usual, it's because of the translations going on in the different languages, and Camus and I really tried our hardest to get the story across as well as we could. Many thanks again to T-Hawk and to the PWR board for setting up this interview. Really appreciate it, and we hope you enjoy it. So, without further ado, here is AEW, OWE, and Wrestle 1's T-Hawk. Really honored to have this next guest with us on the podcast. We were really excited when this opportunity came along. We couldn't pass it up, so we braved the Makati traffic in the rain on a Saturday.
On Pride Saturday, for that
matter. To make this happen.
Yes.
And it is with great pride that we welcome to the podcast our guest. He is an AEW superstar. He is an OWE wrestler as well, and he is the current Wrestle 1 heavyweight champion. And you saw him last Sunday at PWR Live Pak Ganern. Please welcome to the podcast, T-Hawk.
Hey, hello. Nice to meet you, everyone.
So, for the purposes of this podcast, if T-Hawk says something in Spanish, I will serve as translator. There might be some of this overlap because, T-Hawk, your English...
Yeah.
Is good.
No. Only 5%.
5%.
Yeah.
So, but
work in progress.
But your Espanol is 20%?
10%.
10%.
Sí. Sí. Un poco.
See, here in the Philippines, we know Spanish numbers very well. We understand numbers.
Entiendo. Sí, sí,
yeah.
Sí.
Pero, ni te putong hua shi?
Ni te putong hua shuo hao ma?
一点一点.
So he says his Chinese is also a work in progress.
Only number.
So how is Manila so far? You arrived last night.
I'm excited. So, uh-huh. Because first time.
What do you think about what you have seen so far?
Yeah, so good. Everything good.
Traffic not crazy?
Very crazy.
Very crazy.
I thought so, yeah.
Because I have also been his Grab driver today.
Uh-huh.
Living the gimmick.
Living the gimmick.
Yeah. Living the gimmick. But I can attest to this. Things that should be 5-minute drives have become 20-minute drives.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Good drive.
because
he's safe? Is he safe?
Yes, yeah, safe.
Very safe.
Any.
Okay, good.
But jeepney drivers, tricycle drivers...
No, not safe.
Not safe.
Not safe. Last night, I believe you had dinner and you were drinking with some of the PWR guys.
Yes.
Did you get to try local beer?
Yeah. No. Only whiskey.
It was whiskey drinks last night.
But really. Yes.
Very strong?
No.
No, not strong.
Okay. Just okay. Actually, what was the favorite one? Laphroaig, right?
Laphroaig, yes.
Mm-hmm. So,
yes.
T-Hawk actually has a very acquired taste for Laphroaig whiskey. Hard to come by. Hard to come by in Manila. So it was sold out. We were looking for it, but voila.
This guy, was he borracho?
Borracho, si.
No.
Yo pienso mucho.
Borracho means drunk, and you know, with Camus, I'm really not surprised to hear that.
It was a Friday night. Mm-hmm. I was with Trian as well.
Were you borracho?
Un poco.
A little bit.
Just enough.
Okay, very good. So let's start off from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. How did you become a wrestling fan? How did you first watch wrestling or find wrestling?
My first time, so which is WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, maybe Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar, John Cena. That generation. That generation. So
yes, because maybe. We're around the same age. You're 29, right? 29 years old.
Yes, this year.
So all of us are right around the same age. So Brock Lesnar, John Cena, Eddie Guerrero, Kurt Angle, that era.
Mm-hmm.
Who was your first favorite?
Maybe Brock Lesnar.
Why?
Very,
why Brock?
Very strong. Strong. Uh-huh. Yes. Very simple. Simple.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, who do you remember his opponent that you like?
Sorry, I forget.
It's okay. He had many. This was before he goes to UFC.
Mm-hmm.
So first run Brock Lesnar, if I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh. So you liked Brock Lesnar, and then as a teenager, did you already think you were going to also be a wrestler? Or when did the idea first come to you? I want to be a wrestler.
So my favorite Japanese wrestler is Keiji Muto.
Okay.
Yes.
Keiji
Muto.
He's very smart.
Yes.
Yeah. And
and he's a legend.
Yeah. Legend. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So you watch him. So these are your two favorites: Brock Lesnar, Great Muta.
Yeah.
They inspire you to be a wrestler. Inspire you, make you want to follow them, be like them.
Primary school.
Primary school.
Yeah.
You already knew.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Who so is amateur wrestling?
No. This first primary school, junior high school is baseball.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you were a baseball player.
Yeah, and arm wrestling.
So you actually play arm wrestling
in school. Yeah.
And baseball. Okay.
Yeah.
And then when you did you tell your parents, your father, your mother, I want to be a wrestler? Did you tell them?
My father say no.
No?
No.
Why?
Danger.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
How about your mother?
Same.
Same.
No.
So, how old were you? What age did you start training?
11.
11 years old? How did you tell your parents, I am training to be a wrestler?
So every day, so training. Me before very skinny. But so step by step, big.
Yeah.
In the gym.
Look, my father.
Yeah.
You showed your father.
Yeah.
So the training was more gym.
Yes.
Or?
Gym and
cardio.
Little boxing. Okay. Yeah. And so powerlifting, arm wrestling,
mm-hmm.
and baseball training.
So combination.
So many.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe so one day six hour training.
Six hours in a day.
And then your father saw it, and then your body was growing.
Yeah.
And he liked it.
Yes.
Para aprobar.
La lucha.
Yes.
Pero para la escuela de lucha, ¿cuándo años entrar en la escuela de lucha?
Como primera 18.
Okay.
Sí, 18 como dojo.
Dojo.
Sí.
So Camus asked T-Hawk how old he was when he actually started
for the... For professional dojo training.
So,
para la dojo.
So you entered at 18. Dojo, Dragon Gate Dojo?
Yeah. Yes.
Dragon Gate Dojo, when you were 18, who was head trainer?
Shingo Takagi.
Shingo, and then Shima was...
Shima...
Assistant? More. Senior. But yeah, head trainer...
Yeah. But Dojo head trainer is Shingo Takagi.
How was he like? Strict? Angry?
Yeah, so... Like a passion and a strong... So any like... So squat, push-ups, running, so...
He focuses on those.
Yeah.
Focus on physical...
Yes, physical training. Anytime. So, dojo style.
Dojo style,
yeah. You know, okay. So push-up and 1,000 and the same squat. Yes. So.
And then the Hindu push-up.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah,
one whole day, how many hours in the dojo?
So any time, morning, just... M8, I wake up and okay. So after
8 a.m.
Clean the dojo.
So dojo cleaning start at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And then actual wrestling.
Como luego 10 horas.
Okay.
Como primera, como entrenar.
Okay. So yung they start at about parang when sunrise, I believe, is yung sabi.
Okay. So after that, you exercise,
mm-hmm.
do drills, like bumping drill.
Yeah. So painful.
How many bumps in one day?
How many times?
Many. Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like so first time, so very headache.
Uh-huh, your head really hurt because, the very first time.
Yes.
And then your mother and your father already know that you went to dojo.
Yeah.
You told them.
So my father, so many telephone.
Okay.
It's okay.
So he would call you up and ask if you're okay. What did you say? You're good?
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Because you... Your family also live in Tokyo?
No, just Hokkaido.
Hokkaido.
Yeah, you're from Sapporo, right?
Yes, Hokkaido, my hometown.
So, and then dojo is in?
Almost Osaka.
Almost Osaka, okay.
So, is it far? Like, you take a plane or you take
a train? Only plane.
Yeah, because Hokkaido is kind of like Batanes for our Filipino listeners. It's like Batanes where you have to actually take a plane to get to the island.
It's removed from the main from the mainland.
So you go to Osaka.
Mm-hmm.
Were you shocked? Surprised? Oh, yeah, big city.
So, because very hot.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, Hokkaido is very cold.
Yes.
I like cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were surprised.
Yeah.
Very different.
Yeah.
So culture shock. Yes, culture shock.
Yes.
Osaka, big city compared to Sapporo?
Yeah, big city. And many people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hokkaido is so...
Quiet.
Yeah, quiet.
Chill, laid back.
Yeah, chill.
Es tranquilo.
Sí, tranquilo. Yo me gusta.
So, you start at the dojo. Do you have any famous classmates from your training group? Like, who is famous now? Or like, who is now in New Japan?
No.
Dragon Gate?
Same class is only Green Boy.
Okay.
Yeah, and head coach Shingo Takagi.
Yeah.
But so my Green Boys.
Yes.
Maybe so first 11.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
11.
Started with
maybe
11.
11.
Okay.
But 2 months after. Two months after.
Yeah.
Only two.
Only two.
You
yeah,
and
maybe only two.
Who's the other guy?
Okay.
We will not talk about that. Okay. So, after entering dojo, how long before you had your first match?
Ten months for young debut. 10 months.
What were the moves you learned first? So arm drag.
What do you learn? So first 3 months, so only physical training.
Okay.
Yes.
And
many running and push-ups, squat. So sometimes bump.
Sometimes bump. Okay.
And a bridge.
Neck bridge, of course.
Yeah,
of
neck
course.
Bridge. Neck bridge.
But after 3 months, then you learn moves.
First rock up.
Okay.
Rope grab.
And so how to run ropes?
Later.
Okay.
And MMA style wrestling.
Okay, shoot wrestling.
Grappling.
Yes, grappling. Grappling.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
You debuted, your ring name was Takuya Tomakomai?
Tomakomai is my hometown name.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes. Takuya is real name.
Ah, yeah. I see. So that's why. Yeah. But for people outside, do they know Tomakomai is a hometown?
Tomakomai.
Okay, okay. So how long were you Takuya Tomakomai?
Maybe one... About 1 year.
1 year.
1 year, uh-huh. Maybe.
But you also wrestled in New Japan, right? As a rookie.
Yeah.
You went to New Japan, and that was your name.
New Japan.
You used that as your name?
In Shin Nihon.
You tagged with Nakajima.
Yes, and so versus Honma-san, Taichi-san.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you were very, very young. Like a young boy.
Maybe 19
years old.
So yes. 1 year in Nakajima and Honma.
And Taichi.
Taichi.
Oh.
Yeah.
So at the time, were you scared? Nervous?
Yes, nervous.
To perform for New Japan.
New Japan.
Uh-huh.
Very nervous.
Very nervous.
And, so big guys.
Yes, yeah, very big guys.
What do you remember from that New Japan experience?
My memory is very strong. So any tackle, you know, look. So wrestling,
very basic.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
the
basic.
People,
basic.
But the
but
people,
the audience.
Good.
They clap for you, or they boo you.
So serious, serious.
Very serious.
Yeah, very serious.
Yeah, because Japanese audiences, they just
very
clap.
Respectful.
Very
yeah,
respect,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
respectful.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Okay, From that point, you eventually become Tomahawk TT. here in the Philippines,
I forget.
So here in the Philippines, TT, it means dick.
Oh really?
Yes.
Wow.
So it's very very funny.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So
no, but don't worry. It's no
it's
one.
It's not a bad word. It's just funny.
Okay.
So TT is dick, right? So Tomahawk TT. How did you become Tomahawk TT? Is it because of your first name?
Yeah.
So because you were Takuya Tomakomai, so
yes,
TT.
Yes, because TT.
But where did Tomahawk come from?
Tomahawk is my favorite move, chop.
Chop.
Yeah.
Yes. So Tomahawk chop.
Tomahawk chop.
Yes.
Okay.
You go
from Tomahawk chop the very what's his name? Who's the Native American guy?
Tatanka,
who does the tomahawk chop.
Yeah, yeah.
But the actual one is... So, what come first? First you learn, you do good chops, and then name come, or name and then you get famous for chops?
First, me, so Green Boy.
Yes, Green Boy.
Yes,
Green Boy time.
Very, very strong, very strong. So,
okay.
So Shima is look, oh, tomahawk chop, tomahawk.
So Shima was the one who said, oh yeah, you do tomahawk chop well.
Tomahawk chop.
Yeah.
Very chop is you very strong.
So that's how you got that name, Tomahawk TT.
Yeah.
So thank you, Shima.
So at this point, you had the warrior gimmick. Yeah, you had the face paint.
My idea.
Yeah, your idea.
Yeah, my idea.
Why?
Difficult. My face is baby face.
Yes.
Baby face.
Very,
but,
very baby face look.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
very handsome. Very handsome.
No. But, so...
So you look...
I
young.
Hope scary. Scary
oh,
face.
Okay.
Yeah, scary face. Because my... So, writing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But... So.
So you wanted to look scarier. That's why you painted your face.
And so hair stripe, you know.
Yeah.
Just
the shave.
Yes,
the shave.
The face paint you did yourself or someone did
myself,
for you?
Yeah, myself.
Who teach you? Who taught you how?
No, my only book.
Only books?
And you know, Kabuki style.
Kabuki.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's inspired by actual traditional Kabuki, which they paint their own faces. And
is it hard to paint?
Yes.
How
yes,
long?
Yes. Maybe 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe.
That's not so long.
Bad.
Not so long.
Minutes,
because
yeah.
we've, in PWR, we tried before.
Yeah.
Who did it? Ralph?
Ralph Imabayashi, John Sebastian. They've done that here
two,
in Philippines.
Two wrestlers.
Paint their body like
yes.
David. Like Finn Balor.
Like Prince did it. Take maybe two One, hours.
Yeah, two hours.
Two hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because body pain.
Oh. All.
Until waist. Yeah. Okay. So, right now, you're at Dragon Gate. In 2012, you had the King of Chop tournament.
Yes! It's very pain tournament.
Very painful.
Very pain.
So, why was there a tournament for Chops?
I don't know.
It is a story in Dragon Gate.
I don't know.
Only entry.
So, you only entered.
Yeah.
You didn't know why. And then the audience cheer for the best Chop, right?
Yeah. I still don't know how that happens because
it's
so booking decision from Dragon Gate to make tournament.
Yes.
And then they tell you
yes.
So you didn't join, not your choice.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you, okay, you join,
mm-hmm.
and then you just chop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So during King of Chop tournament, your chest very red or blood or
Rat.
Blood.
Rat.
Yeah.
Lots of blood?
Yeah, blood.
Actual blood, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it really bled. How many chops did you take?
So, one-on-one.
Yeah.
One-on-one.
Yes.
Like a referee. So, one, two, three, four.
Exchange.
Exchange. Five times.
Yes,
okay. Yes.
And then after, audience cheer.
Yes.
For
yes.
whoever they like.
Yes. Yes.
But
and then you made it all the way to the finals and you were defeated by Eita Kobayashi.
Ah, Eita. Where is him? Very strong.
Very strong.
So, at the end of tournament, how many chops total on you? Do you remember?
I forget, but
more than 100.
Maybe no, not 100.
Not 100. Okay.
Not 100. Maybe 20, 30. Yeah.
But 20 or 30 total chops.
Yeah. But so any strong
mm-hmm.
because
yeah.
my chest so many broad.
Yeah.
Yes.
How many days before your chest healed from all the chops?
When it felt okay.
Maybe 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
In the 3 weeks, were you still wrestling or were you resting?
Yeah.
Only rest.
No, wrestling.
Wrestling.
Still
also,
wrestling.
Still wrestling.
That's crazy. Very crazy. So the King of Chop tournament in Dragon Gate was an actual thing, and that was something that T-Hawk ended up making the finals to. So it's a bit into his history. You might want to check that out. So eventually you end up being Naoki Tanisaki.
Oh!
Right? So you replace
yes,
him.
Yes, yes,
you replace
yes,
him
yes,
in
yes,
Dragon Gate.
Yes.
So did you change your look, your hair?
Yes. And so gear.
Mm-hmm.
So anything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. He went a big change because he was impersonating another wrestler named Naoki Tanizaki. So you had the S, Tanizaki.
Mm. Yes, yes,
yes,
yes.
And he was Tanizaki.
Yes.
With a Z.
With a Z.
Yes.
So that was who was Rudo?
Me.
You were Rudo.
Me, okay.
The end was Tanizaki versus Tanizaki.
Yes.
And
then who won in the end? Who was winner at the end?
First me.
First him.
Yeah.
First you, and then how many match? Three? Two, three.
So while T-Hawk's thinking about it, it was actually a long story through the opening
of
2012.
Yeah. I forget.
And he was part of the stable Blood Warriors.
Yeah, Blood Warriors.
Blood
yes.
Warriors. He had fake tattoos, right?
Yes.
Fake
yes,
tattoo.
Yes.
Who painted the fake tattoos on you?
Like KZ. Yeah, my partner.
Your tag team partner.
Yeah.
So he was the one who was painting tattoos
yeah.
on you. So yeah. it really shows the dedication, right? To pull off the character. And Dragon Gate as promotion,
mm-hmm.
lots of faction, right? Lots of teams.
Yes.
Team, yeah, yeah.
Lots of teams, like in New Japan.
Yeah.
Many. Because here, when our listeners, they know Chaos, they know LIJ.
Bullet Club.
Mm-hmm. That's what they understand. But for those who really watch Dragon Gate,
mm-hmm.
there are so many factions, big, small.
Yes.
So it can get confusing for them.
In all of your teams in Dragon Gate, like Blood Warriors
yes.
or Mad Blanky, which one is your favorite? Your favorite team?
Personal
favorite. So Blood Warriors is very big team. Very
uh-huh.
big.
Yes.
How many people?
11?
I don't know.
11.
Yeah. 11.
Almost.
Maybe two, almost.
About.
When at the biggest number, 11.
Yeah.
Who was most famous from Blood Warriors? most popular?
Sima.
Shima. Yeah.
Shima.
He was leader.
Yeah.
He was the leader of
Shima. Anytime.
I mean, always. Shima is always very popular. Yeah. No, he. Do you want to talk about Shima now?
Yeah, we can talk about Shima. Because you say that Shima also worked with you from training until today, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, how is Shima like? Like, what is he like?
He's very smart.
Okay.
Yes. I respect. Mm-hmm. Yes. My reader.
is he funny? Is he very strict?
Yes, very strict. Every time, so training, no drinking, you know, so professional.
Very professional.
Very professional, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Because he, Shima, when, now that he's with AEW, when people see him, they're like, oh, Japanese guy, very good.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't always realize how much he does for professional wrestling in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So, can you tell us like what it's like to be, you know, you and Shima, you travel together, you work together
for
Strong Hearts.
Yeah.
So he's like your mentor?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. How much time you spend with him in the past few years?
Anytime because anytime.
Like you share
maybe
hotel.
And now Shanghai.
Yeah.
So same house.
Same house. Yeah.
Same training.
Okay.
So, Chufang.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Eating together.
Yeah.
So always together.
Anytime.
Uh huh.
Anytime.
So you're with Shima pretty much the entire time that you are there.
Yeah.
Mm. So maybe. In 1 year, in una año, like how many months in Shanghai?
Maybe 1 year.
Only stay?
Yeah, in stay.
Maybe 1 year half.
One year and a half.
Maybe
in Shanghai.
In Shanghai.
Yeah.
Okay.
How was there culture shock for you to go to Shanghai? Because you said Osaka, there's culture shock. How about Shanghai?
So I'm now Muta Promotion Wrestle 1.
Yes.
Is heavyweight champion because one month, Tokyo Korakuen Hall.
Yes.
Okay. And Strong Hearts is match.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Because Tokyo Shanghai. Tokyo Shanghai.
So you fly Shanghai. Okay. So 1 month Tokyo, 1 month Shanghai.
Maybe half.
Half.
Okay.
In the month.
So you get to fly everywhere. Mm-hmm. In Dragon Gate, you got to work with Tozawa-san.
Oh,
right, Akira Tozawa.
Yes,
do you have any stories about Tozawa?
He's so superstar. From Roboto. Green boy.
You're young.
Younger. Much
only,
younger.
Only respect. Respect.
Only respect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Only respect.
So, of course, Akira Tozawa, more familiar to us for his work in the Cruiserweight Classic, in 205 Live, right?
But before he even got there, he was already big name for Dragon Gate. He was, how many times champion? Almost all championships, no?
Only Cruiser.
Only Cruiser.
Cruiser and a tag team.
So. But we all knew Stamina Monster.
Yes,
already knew that. Okay.
So you ended up going to Mexico.
Yes.
You did Mexico.
This is where the Spanish comes in.
So you had your excursion in 2013. IWRG or the International Wrestling Revolution Group.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about Mexico? Your time in Mexico. Did you like it? Was it fun or was it scary?
Yeah, scary.
Why?
Loco.
Okay.
Es todos como.
Donde en Mexico? Mexico City?
Mexico City.
City, okay.
Metro Hidalgo.
Okay.
Sí.
I know
Pero
that.
Pero solo it's 6 meses. 6 months.
6 months there.
Yes.
So, todos los español from that 6 months.
Sí.
So, ayan. So, he's actually in a very sketchy neighborhood.
Okay.
The neighborhood that he references is not... You can liken that to Poblacion 3 years ago.
Before it was gentrified.
Yes. Yeah. When it's a little scarier. So
you were there for 6 months.
Six months.
Did someone teach you how to speak Spanish, or did you have?
No. Just so Duolingo. My gym. Yeah. So counter.
Okay.
Very cute okay. girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cute girl.
Yeah.
At the counter,
so
yeah.
Every day, so my telephone.
Yeah.
And a so like a book.
Yeah.
So yes.
So, bah.
Yeah, so yeah. Whenever she's on the phone.
Yeah. Because habla español.
Did you talk to the girl? Did you go date the girl?
Yeah.
You dated her?
Only one time.
Okay. And but she teach you how to speak Spanish?
Yes.
Okay.
And little bit study. Little bit writing.
Okay.
Writing, uh-huh. Little bit. Little bit.
What did you do in Mexico aside from wrestling? Did you get to travel? Did you get to do other things?
No, nothing. Because my house is so only Japanese.
Only Japanese
yes,
people in the house.
Yes. Safety.
Okay.
So yeah. It's more of like for the sake of what the traditionally he touched on it yesterday. Then it's not so much you want to explore. You want to go out, even if you do want to. Most of them, they stay together and then only in the house, and then whatever they do, dyan na lang sila.
Okay. In IWRG, what was your favorite match?
My memory is so IWRG debut.
Yes.
So
you remember the debut,
So, nervous. Very nervous.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Very nervous.
Who was your opponent?
Brock Terry.
Yeah, so it was a six man.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
you, Eta, and Apollo Estrada Jr.
Yes.
Versus Black
yes,
Terry,
yes.
Chico
Brock
Che,
Terry
and
is mi maestro.
Okay.
Professor.
Professor.
Sí.
So he's. ¿Qué es? ¿Qué años?
No sé, tal vez. 60? No sé.
No sé.
56.
Yeah, Black
no,
Terry,
yes,
66.
Oh, 66? Oh,
yeah. 66 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's legend also in Mexico.
Yes, legend.
Because I forget how old he is.
Mm-hmm. So in IWRG, were you still Tomahawk TT? That was your name?
No, it's only Tomahawk.
Only Tomahawk.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
So they dropped TT.
Mayo Chao TT.
T-Hawk got jokes. He said in Chinese, no small TT. Okay, how long were you were in Mexico for 6 months only?
Only.
After 6 months, you go back to Dragon Gate?
Yes. Back.
Who said T-Hawk or Tomahawk, you go back to Dragon Gate? Was it IWRG or was it Dragon Gate?
Dragon Gate.
Okay.
So they bring you back, and then over there, you're already Tomahawk.
No, just change. Name is changed.
Name change.
T-Hawk. Okay. T-Hawk.
To T-Hawk.
Okay.
So goes from
T-Hawk.
Tomahawk to T.
So Mexico, Tomahawk.
Uh-huh.
So... come back to Japan, T-Hawk.
I see. And T-Hawk, if you are a video game fan, it is also the name of the Street Fighter character.
Yeah.
The Native American. So, did you know Street Fighter at the time?
I don't know.
No, you didn't
yes,
know that it was like the character.
I don't know. I don't play.
You don't play video
games. No,
yeah.
I don't play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, no reference to Street Fighter, whatever. It just coincidence.
Yeah, it's the same. Yeah.
So when you come back to Dragon Gate, were you técnico or rudo?
Half and half.
Tweener.
Yeah, tweener.
So, but how? What year is this? What year?
2013.
Okay. So 2013, 5-6 years ago, you come back tweener, but how much longer you think, like. Did you know you were going to leave Dragon Gate after that time? No.
No, okay. He's having.
No,
I'll ask first about
okay,
the
okay.
team. You come back, you join a group called Millennials.
Yes, Millennials.
So Millennials, all young people.
Yes, only young people.
Only young people.
Yes.
So all of you were Dudo.
Tweener.
just tweener. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you like more, being Técnico or being Rudo?
I don't know. It's Millennials. It's free.
Yeah.
Slogan.
Yes.
Free. Because Twina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's parang that's. I think it's like more of Dragon Gate style.
Which is
you're
just
to,
a character.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. In Dragon Gate, how are fans like? Are Dragon Gate fans different from New Japan fans?
Different style.
How are Dragon Gate audience different from New Japan?
Louder,
noisier, louder, more respectful.
My image is New Japan is so man.
Yes,
man.
Always, yeah,
exciting. Yes. So Dragon Gate fan is so women.
Women,
yes.
Women, many women.
Bigger demographic of women.
Okay, so more girls
yeah,
watch.
Yeah. So people, more girls.
Yeah.
Okay. So in your time at Dragon Gate, did you also work for other company, other promotions?
No.
Exclusive.
No. Yeah.
Exclusive to Dragon Gate for a time.
You but you've worked for DDT, yeah?
DDT is so big, well,
or was that just a one-time?
Yeah, one time.
One time. Because I know you won the KOD six-man tag with
Sima. Yes. Sima is me and Tuan.
Tuan Ningnan.
Chinese wrestler. Yes.
Chinese wrestler.
Yes.
So at what point do you go to China? Like, was it Sima who said, T-Hawk, let's go to China?
Yes. I say.
Oh, okay.
I hope go to China.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes, I say. For company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you follow Sima to China.
I go to China in a Sima. Oh,
you here?
Yeah.
Surprise.
Okay.
So Sima goes first.
He goes first to China. Oh.
Uh huh. You surprise each other.
Surprise. Yes.
Why did you want to go to China to wrestle?
You know,
Lindemann,
Yamamura.
Yes.
And still. Onitsuka, Green Boy.
Yes.
Onitsuka.
Okay. Yeah, a Green Boy is a young boy for those who are unable to keep up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were there already.
And you follow them.
Yeah.
Did you know about what to expect in China? Like, did you have idea about what is China like?
For wrestling.
Or did you have picture of China in your head? Like, oh, this is how China is.
Very big town.
Very
my
big,
maze,
yeah.
My maze. And so, Xiaolongbao.
Yeah, eating Xiaolongbao.
Yeah.
So that was all you had in mind. Yeah, eating Xiaolongbao. Big city.
Yeah, big city. And many people.
Lots of people. Yeah obviously.
Yeah.
You go to Shanghai and they form OWE, right? Mm-hmm. Oriental Wrestling Entertainment.
Yep.
And were you part of the very first show? Were you booked in first show of OWE?
Para la primera OWE show, you were part.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember who you wrestled in the first OWE show? Or do you remember how Chinese fans, how are Chinese fans?
Exciting.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Is it more men, more women, mix of both?
Maybe women
a little bit more than men.
A little bit more
women than men.
Yeah.
Do Chinese fans understand wrestling?
No.
Okay.
No.
They don't understand how it works.
People is so no understand kick out.
Okay. Kick out. Yeah.
Outside.
Any.
So the rules like count out or they don't understand it.
不知道.
They don't get it yet.
Literally, they don't understand.
So is there someone that teaches the fans how wrestling works?
But step by step.
So okay. But in OWE. Yohantoren, chi kanma? Like, are there lots of people who watch? OWE, Yohantoren, lai kanma? Like, kan biao yan. The show. Lots of people watch? Many people? Many audience?
Many.
Even if they don't understand.
But no understand.
Only watch.
And then,
only watch. But
okay. So their reaction.
Sometimes crap.
Okay.
Yeah.
There, so that's what I wanted to know. Like their reaction. So they can cheer, but no understand.
Yes.
No entiendo
yes,
de la tech. You know what wrestling
no
really
lucha.
Is.
Yeah.
No entiendo la lucha. Yung but maybe just because of like the sheer spectacle, they get it.
Yeah. So as part of OWE, when was this? Last year? You go to China last year, right?
Yes.
Last year.
So how many months before OWE to AEW? Like, when do you get telephone call?
Maybe only 1 year.
Only one year.
Yeah.
Who called you up? Was it Kenny-san? Was it Cody?
I don't know.
All Shima.
Maybe Shima.
Shima.
Shima. Uh-huh. Shima is translator.
Shima is translator and coordinator for you?
I don't know, but...
Shima is
inteligente.
Yeah,
inteligente. Inteligente.
So Shima is like your manager?
For that. Just for that. Like, more or less. Yeah.
Shima 就是你的老板.
老师.
Okay.
So it's...
Not the boss, not really a manager, more of really just a mentor, and that's how it worked out. Okay. So Shima tells you, we're going to All Elite Wrestling, AEW.
Vegas.
Lindemann.
Strongheart's.
Yeah, Strongheart's. Yes. Strongheart's.
So it, again, goes back to Japan just really focusing on stables. So why are you guys Strongheart's? Why that name?
It's free. Strongheart is free.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But so
But Strongheart's always kick out, always hard to defeat, hard to pin.
Yes.
So who came up with Strongheart's? Who gave that name?
Everybody. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Collaborate.
Thinking. Yes.
So just meeting, bounce off ideas.
Yes, is there a Chinese translation to Strongheart's, or even in OWE,
no,
it's Strongheart's?
Only Strongheart's.
No Chinese name.
No translation.
没有中文名字.
No. Because so, start is Shima and me, Lindemann, Yamamura, only, and
four of you.
Yeah, only.
So when you go out, 没有日语, 名字, no Japanese name, no Chinese, just Strongheart's.
Strongheart's.
I see.
And the first hashtag.
Yeah, hashtag.
Hashtag Strongheart's.
So, SNS,
yes,
yeah,
for
yeah,
social network, social media.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, important.
Yes, very important.
Yeah.
So you guys, all three of you, Lindemann, yourself, and Shima, go to AEW.
Mm-hmm.
What were you feeling when they said, you wrestle in US?
Very nervous.
Very nervous.
Very
yeah.
nervous. Because
first time?
My career. Yeah. My career is so number one big match.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe biggest.
Yangwang.
Yes.
Yeah. Yangwang.
So your biggest match so far versus SCU.
Yeah. So
Christopher Daniels, Kazarian,
yeah.
Scorpio Sky.
Superstars. Am I just
when you meet Christopher Daniels and Scorpio Sky and Kazarian.
Yeah, Kazarian.
Were you scared to meet them?
But I'm happy. I'm happy.
Yeah, you were very happy to meet them.
So good experience.
Did they give you any tips? Did they teach you after the match? Like, did they give feedback?
No, only match.
Only match. Thank you.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
When you go to US for the first time, was that the first time? AEW?
No.
Okay, 不是第一次.
Yes. 2000.
你去过了美国?
Yeah. No. He's thinking about the first time.
So he's been there before. So
yeah.
But
Las Vegas, not your first time in US.
No.
No. Okay.
First time is.
It's okay.
Evolve. Yes, evolve.
What year?
2001.
2012.
So you were still younger.
So maybe versus me and Ada.
Yes,
Young Bucks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, evolve.
Yeah, evolve.
So you worked the Young Bucks with Ada.
Yes, me and Ada versus Young Bucks.
Okay.
Yeah, evolve.
So, in AEW, did Young Bucks remember you?
No.
You did not tell them,
so face, yes. And so now very so tight.
So your body is much better now.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Okay, so you looked much different back then.
Yeah.
No. You didn't show them a picture. Oh, this was me wrestling you.
No.
Only no say, time. Only say hello.
Only say hello. Okay.
Also because, oh, wait, you have match versus
Lucha Brothers. So you go inside the locker room, AEW locker room. How is it like? Or can you tell me about AEW locker room?
Backstage
is only Japanese.
Oh, okay.
Yes, only so Japanese.
The Japanese have separate rooms.
Yeah, separate.
Okay,
separate.
So you're Ripon Run.
Yes, it's true. Ripon.
So
yeah.
Also, you share locker room with Emi? Emi-san? No.
No, only Shima and me and Lindemann.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you have your own room.
Yeah, only Japanese.
I see.
Men room.
Yes. Japanese men's room only.
Women different.
So yeah, Joshi's different. Yeah. And then the American guys also different.
Different. Many local.
Yes. Many lockers. Well, interesting.
No, because it is Vegas.
Yeah. No, but I'm surprised because I thought all the men together, one locker room.
Mm-hmm.
So you only when you go out, only when you're able to say hi, hello to everyone.
Yeah.
So it's not a locker room in traditional sense that we, you know, we're used to.
Yeah,
it's just one big group.
In PWR, you will see this tomorrow. Everyone, one locker room.
I like. Japanese style.
Japanese style.
Yes. Everyone, boys, girls, together, one locker room.
How many girls? Three girls? Yeah,
we have like four girls.
Four girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, did you know Moxley? John Moxley?
Oh, superstar.
Yeah. Were you surprised to see Moxley?
Yeah.
Very shocked to see him there.
Surprise, big surprise.
Did you get to say hi?
No.
No, okay. No. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. After your match, because people talked about Strong Hearts, you guys, very impressive.
Oh.
Lots of people very happy to see Strong Hearts, mm-hmm. OWE. Do very good.
Thank you.
Did your parents get to watch? Your
mama,
parents watch
your
wrestling?
Mama,
you?
No.
They don't watch.
Pero you told them that you were going to go to America. No. Mm. Okay.
They know you were in America. Okay, okay.
So I think it's like most people, the parang your parents don't really know. Don't know, but then happy for you.
Yeah. Even here in Philippines, many parents they say no, do not wrestle.
Oh. Or but
dangerous, not safe. So now you are part of Strong Hearts, as we talked about with Shima and Lindemann.
Yeah.
You mentioned Shima has Strong Hearts philosophy.
Oh, so Strong Hearts is so very important. So body make
your body.
Yeah, because professional.
Because you have to be professional.
Yeah. So very important. So
no parties.
No party.
No drink.
No stoic smoke.
Stoics.
Any stoic thing.
Uh huh.
Yes.
Very strict. Like you have to be a professional.
Yes.
No, that's very good.
Just stronger.
Mm-hmm.
In my pride.
Okay.
Yeah.
For your pride as a wrestler, a professional wrestler.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people tend to forget that when you say professional wrestler, professional is actually there.
Mm-hmm.
Professional. So. Mm-hmm. It's very good that Shima has taught you and he keeps that in you. When you are in the ring wrestling, who is your influence? Who do you think of? Or who do you try to be like when you are in the ring?
I like so serious style. Serious,
you
because
like,
in the ring, so very danger.
Yes.
Very danger.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So no funny stuff for you? No comedy?
Oh, no. Any. Nothing.
Nothing. Uh-huh.
Nothing.
So you're
never.
Just very serious inside the ring. Whether you are...
Yes. Because match.
Uh-huh.
Yes. The fight.
But no, like when you are wrestling, do you try to be like, say, Brock Lesnar? Or do you try to be like...
Keiji Muto?
Yeah. You try to be like them?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So...
Yeah, inspire.
Still inspired
yes.
by them. Okay. This Sunday, this past Sunday, you took on Vlad Sincik. Do you remember who called you and bring you here to the Philippines?
Mm-hmm.
Who called you? Who called
Red.
Red. Red. Redrick Mahaba. Red. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Were you surprised that there's wrestling in the Philippines?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Before Redrick Mahaba, or before Red called you, did you know that there is wrestling here?
I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
So this is your first time to see
yes.
wrestling in Philippines.
Yes.
Okay. So we're recording this like the day before before Pak Ganern. So at this point that we're talking, T-Hawk hasn't seen Philippine wrestling at all. Last question before we wind down here. Do you have a favorite match of you? Like any opponent or any situation? Favorite match? Just one.
My first match.
That's your favorite?
Yeah, because... So.
First match as in debut match?
Yeah, debut match.
In
debut
Dragon match. Gate?
Yes. Uh-huh. Because my career start.
Okay.
Yes.
So who was your opponent in your debut match?
Name is Persisa.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, yeah.
So that was very... your very first... Why is it your favorite?
Because my career start.
Uh-huh.
My career start.
Yes.
First match.
Okay.
Because I like. And my memory.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a good memory.
Yeah, good memory.
Good memory.
Last question. I'm sure people, when they listen to this, they've already seen you wrestle. Where can they follow you on SNS or on social? What is your social media? Like Twitter, Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Where can people find your SNS?
OWE T-Hawk.
Okay. Yeah, on Twitter?
Instagram.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Same Twitter.
Same for Twitter. Yeah,
almost.
How about for Facebook? Same?
No. Facebook.
No Facebook. No underscore, just OWE T-Hawk.
Yeah, OWE T-Hawk. This one.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Found it straight. So if you want to follow T-Hawk, you can find him on Instagram. It is OWE T-Hawk. He actually has some posters there of his upcoming battles. He has one for the Vlad Sincic match, which you've already seen by now. He's also going to be facing Andrew Tang of SPW on July 25. So if you want to follow him on Twitter, you can find him at the same address. So you'll find it if you see the hashtag Stronghearts banner over there.
Okay.
Tiok-san,
arigatou
gozaimasu.
Arigatou gozaimasu.
Thank you so much. Very fun interview, even though we really tried our best to put everything together. But thank you so much. Maraming salamat.
Salamat po.
Yeah.
Chipa.
You know, all the best. Good luck in your career. And we cannot wait to see you more in AEW.
Thanks again to T-Hawk, the current Wrestle 1 heavyweight champion and a member of the rosters of OWE and AEW for dropping by and for wrestling in front of a Filipino crowd against Vlad Sincic. It was one of the highlights for sure from PWR Live Pak Ganern. I wasn't there, but I know I can tell you for a fact that it was certainly worth talking about, one of the more memorable matches in the local scene for 2019. And if you want to catch T-Hawk again, go follow him on social media or tune into AEW Fight for the Fallen this weekend. I know that Shima will be facing Kenny Omega at that show, but I'm not sure what the rest of Strong Hearts are doing. So we might see a Lindemann, we might see T-Hawk. That should be an interesting show over the weekend. As for us here on the podcast, this is a bonus episode, so expect our regularly scheduled episode to drop tomorrow. That's going to be Friday by the time you're listening to this. It's going to be a fun retrospective on some of the earlier days of PWR. Chino Liao, being the non-PWR member of the podcast, he'll be asking some questions, and we'll also be joined by Redrick Mahaba, or Red Oliero, however you want to refer to him. He'll be helping us answer some of those questions because there are some matters na mas alam niya, and some matters he can shed light on. And it's going to be a fun ride as we reminisce on some of the good old days of PWR and maybe take a trip through the not-so-good old days with the perspective of hindsight. So that should be dropping tomorrow. And if you want to keep supporting your favorite local wrestling podcast, all you have to do is to subscribe to the SGP podcast on Spotify, on Buzzsprout, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please make sure you also click download and you leave a 5-star rating as well as a comment, and you tell your friends. Use the power of social media to let people know that there is a podcast by Thinking Filipino Wrestling Fans for Thinking Filipino Wrestling Fans. All of that, of course, we do out of love for the business, for the industry, for the local scene, and for all of you guys. And if you want to catch PWR in person, then we have a show at the end of the month. You've got PWR Live Championship Spirit. You actually have a double main event. It's the 4-way for the Queen of Asia Championship. You've got Riho of AEW taking on Gypsy, Jay Serra making her debut in the main event of a show, and Crystal. That should be a fun one. And of course, you've got your 3-way winner-take-all championship match between the Campeon ng Pilipinas 4, the Philippine Excellence Champion Chino Ginto, and the All Out War Champion or the All Out Warla champion, if he wants to be called that way, Martivo. So you can get your tickets at tickettome.net. You've got the discounted prices, $399 for one ticket, $1099 for your Barkada bundle, and they are available at basically all of your pre-selling merchants. And you can also ask your PWR friends, the personalities you're in contact with, whether on Facebook or on Twitter or on email. Let us know. Hit us up, pwr.tickets@gmail.com. We hope to see you there at the Power Mac Center Spotlight on July 28th, the last Sunday of the month, for PWR Live Championship Spirit. And now on behalf of our guest, T-Hawk, my co-hosts, Raf Gamos and the Invisible, Indisposed, Ro Moran and Chino Liao, my name is Stan C, saying thank you very much for listening to this week's bonus episode. And we are out of here. Peace out. Kakai Bros. Yeah, 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 yeah. Bros. 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 Estigo Matare, Kendrick and Marky, galawan ni Suave, datingan ni Grabe. Malamang ang lamang, sisikat patlo sa araw, boy. Tag team sobrang init para nag-aapoy. May kalalagyan pag pinilit mo pa ang yung tapang. Hospital lang.